Welcome to the AI for Churches podcast. Our goal is to equip pastors and church leaders with resources related to artificial intelligence, helpful for sermon prep, creative ministries, outreach, and more. We do this by providing exclusive insights from AI experts, church leaders, and innovators actively leveraging AI to amplify the gospel and reach more people for Jesus Christ.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to our AI for Churches podcast, and I am David Thorne, and with me here is Ms. Tamille Curtis. Welcome, Tamille.
Thank you so much for having me, David. Hey, everybody.
Yeah, so glad you can connect with us. Looking forward for us just connecting and talking about where we are in regards to AI and the church and how AI can help the church. If you're new to our podcast, we help pastors talk through and think through what is going on in the world of AI and how AI can be helpful to the church. So, hey, Tamille, could you just start by giving us a little bit about your background and how you began getting into AI stuff?
So I am a PK, a pastor's kid. So been in church all my life. And I was always the one that my father would call the rebel in a sense of progression. You know, I'm like, okay, there are tools that we can be using. Why are we still handwriting our membership log and we have computers now? Why are we, you know, those type of things? And so I had the opportunity to travel with Disney's The Lion King for 4.5 years. And that was so life-changing for a then 28-year-old who her whole world was church. And, you know, getting out there, being on the road, moving every 6 weeks, that's when I realized how much I was into marketing, because up until that point, everything was centered around church administration, basically, and like, you know, teaching and training within church. But traveling with The Lion King gave me the opportunity to just like really see the world and learn the language of the worlds. And I kind of started seeing that as like a foresight of what was to come. And so from there, when I came off the road, I jumped into the gospel music industry again. My mom was a radio announcer for 54 years. She's inducted into the Radio Broadcasters Hall of Fame. And so I've always been around technology in some capacity, but I never considered myself a technological savvy person. Go figure. And so I want to say right before the pandemic, I started just kind of like digging deeper into artificial intelligence based upon the information that had been given. I started looking at, okay, what are some possible trends that are going to happen? What are some new moves that are going to happen? And that just kept taking me down the rabbit hole of artificial intelligence further and further. And I am a total nerd. I love learning. And so I started doing different cohorts and certifications, but nothing was in place for church. Right. So everything that everybody is teaching, of course, they're giving us the basics and prompt engineering and, you know, how to tell the bias, but nothing was as it relates to church until I came across Gammon Theological Seminary 6-week cohort. That's how I met Kenny, because Kenny was my professor. And so from there, it kind of was like, okay, you don't have to, you know, invent anything. It's some things that are already in place. I just didn't have access to it. And it just keeps progressing from there. Like, you know, what's next? Already looking at the reality of augmented reality and having church with an Oculus on your face. You know what I mean? And so all of those things. So I'm one that always wants to kind of try to stay ahead of the curve, if that makes sense.
Yeah. Yeah. And when I was reading about and just learning about you and as we've talked, one thing I feel like you've mentioned is how you talk a lot about how AI can help with church strategy and operations and discipleship. And I talk to a lot of people who, you know, when you go down the route of saying, oh, did you know church can help you with your operations and strategy and discipleship? Mm-hmm. And for a lot of people, that's like a foreign concept. Like how can, you know, discipleship is a people on people. How can a robot, quote unquote, help me disciple better? But I would just love to hear, you know, what is some stuff that you have learned in regards to how AI at all can help with things like church operations, strategy, discipleship?
So we know that artificial intelligence basically operates off of data and patterns, right? And something that I have found specifically in the Black church is that we don't always pay attention to patterns. So let's say every year, you know, in the summertime, attendance is going to kind of drop, which means the financials are going to drop. People are taking family vacations, doing family reunions. This is the time that they can kind of spend. But you never put anything in place to kind of accommodate where you're going to lack. And so what I've learned is how to look at the patterns and the data of churches and their area and their regions and come up with strategic ways of evangelism, strategic ways of discipleship. I may be at my family reunion, but I still would love to attend Bible class, but we're not online, right? I may decide to take this family vacation, but if there's a archive of YouTube that has everything, you know, all the series on a playlist, I can still spend my quality time with God, still being connected to the ministry while still being family. And so that was the biggest thing of how do we take what it is that we've done in the past and what it is that we want to do and merge it by using AI to help map out those strategies and operations.
Yeah, that's interesting. Hey, do you have any examples of some of like a conversation you've had with pastors or just something that you've suggested they passed or try in regards to, say, like, you know, church operations or strategy?
Oh, man, tons of them. So the first thing is I usually have to combat the whole fear of AI. And I have the best, like, segue or icebreaker, if you will, by asking pastors, do they use logos? 9 out of 10 times, they're like, oh, my God, I use logos. I love logos. And, you know, okay. Do you have any streaming platforms that you watch movies on? Oh, yeah, I love Netflix. I love Hulu. Okay, so you know how when you log in, it'll say, because you watched Chosen, here are some movies that we think that you'll like. Here are some TV shows that you think you'll like. They'll go, yes. Okay, do you ever say, hey, Alexa, you know, turn on, you know, this station. Hey, Alexa, what's the weather? Things of that nature. Do you ever use the weather app? And so everything is yes. Mm-hmm. And that's when I hit them like, so you've been using AI all this time. And it's like the light bulb goes off like, well, that's not AI. No, it is AI. It's a form of artificial intelligence, whether it's predictive, whether it's narrow, whether it's, you know, generative, it's still AI. And so from there, I'm able to just get pastors and leaders comfortable enough to have the conversation and understand that AI is not meant to replace theology. It's not meant to even replace the human touch. If you use artificial intelligence correctly, what happens is you're able to be freed up to handle more pastoral care things. You're able to be more hands-on because you're not worried about, you know, the systems and, you know, the protocols. There is literally AI, I think, for everything possible but to cook our meals, that we can use in church that helps to streamline. And so you also don't have to have a big leadership staff, because a lot of places don't have leadership staff. And they're dealing more with volunteers, which means your volunteers can 9 out of 10 times get burnt out because you're overtaxing them. So I try to show them practically how the everyday task, even something as small as pre-recording your announcements and using something like Pictory to do it, or, you know, something of that nature, that it's like, oh, wow. Okay, it starts to make sense.
Uh-huh. Tell me about that example. Like, how would something like that work?
Okay, so if you're not familiar with Pictory, Pictory is probably one of my favorite text-to-video platforms. And so you pretty much drop your script into Pictory, and Pictory has thousands upon thousands of video clips that the AI analyzes your script, and then it pulls clips that they feel fit what it is that's going on. And then you find the perfect voice that you want to use. You could put music behind it, the whole 9 yards, and literally let it do what it do. on a basic scale without knowing anything about video editing, without knowing anything about real script writing or copywriting, you literally can take what you have, drop it in there, and it can create up to like a 10-minute video of anything that you need that you want to talk about. So mm-hmm. if I have this in place, then now I might can move around and do something else. You know, we'll play the video during that time, whether it's walk in, walk out, even if you decide to do it during the actual worship experience. It just helps. And it to me, it gives it like this flair, if you will. Because the reality is, I don't know the last time I went to a church and they handed me a printed program.
Yeah.
Right. I grew up on printed programs. I was the one that had to fold them and staple them and everything. But yeah. I can't see the last time that I've been in any facility in any part of the country and they put a printed program in my hand. Mm-hmm. So how do we allow people to know what we have going up? What is it that we do? And in those same videos, you can then use it on social media as promotion, mm-hmm. things of that nature.
Yeah. Yeah. And there's, it feels like there are a bunch of platforms that are, you know, doing some of that, like HeyGen can do some mm-hmm. of that. Of course, you know, the grandfather of 11 at labs of voice related stuff can do those kinds of things. And,
yeah.
but I love that, you know, you're suggesting that because it's just saying for pastors, it's understanding that there are new platforms that can take chunks of what you do in your week.
Yes.
And it they're built for that exact purpose or something you've never done before, like animate an image mm-hmm. or something like that. There are creative things that you didn't even know existed that you now can do that you could have never done before.
Right.
Are there any creative AI things that you've seen churches experiment with or try to do recently?
I think the most recent thing that I've seen was a ministry that I work with and help. They implemented Suno into yeah. the production of things. And so the minister of music there, and he's 22, right? So he's young. He's already into innovation, things of that nature. With my help, we kind of, you know, asked the pastor, hey, just trust us on this. And he was able to create kind of like the walk-in music, the offering music, what they play walking out. And then it was the pastor's anniversary coming up. And so he used Suno, dropped his own original lyrics in it, created a song. The pastor loves all things 80s music, right? So wow. it kind of had this kind of like a Van Halen Guns N' Roses type mix to it, you know, with the lyrics. And yeah. it blew the pastor away. He was like, oh my God, like I've been fighting against this. This is so amazing. This rocks. And so yeah. I think that was probably the most recent, which that was last week.
To see yeah, yeah.
that, you know, using Suno, which if people are not familiar, it is a music related app where you can create songs, jingles, whatever the case is. You give it the prompt of what you want as far as the music. And it just works its magic for you.
Yeah. Yep. Awesome. Yeah. There's another one called Udio. I think it's pronounced Udio or Udio. Mm-hmm. I don't know. But for all of you listening, just saying, if you have not done this, you have to do this like tonight. You like make a song about your wife, your kids, your coworkers. And you could do it very easily. Like you could either just ask it to create lyrics or go to ChatGPT. And or Claude and your favorite LLM and ask it to, you know, create lyrics of a song and explain what you're trying to create. It could be whimsical and fun and humorous and explain things about them. Then take it over to Udio or Suno and then have it create that song. Staff mm-hmm. celebrating staff birthdays.
Absolutely.
It is a both for humor, fun, group connection, and possibly just, you know, genuine appreciation. It is such a fun and creative thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's awesome. The other day, I was just playing around with Gemini's image generator. Yes. Gemini updated their studio. Mm-hmm. And I was just playing around with what can the out-of-the-box free Gemini image, you know, creation do. And so I found an image of myself in like a t-shirt, and I changed my t-shirt to it wearing blue. And I said, AI did not make this. Ironic. And then I then just said, well, could I put myself on the beach? So I put myself on the beach. Then I gave myself an arm tattoo, which I do not have in real life, FYI. And I also changed out of socks, because who wears socks on the beach?
On the beach, right.
But I will say, so it actually did a pretty good job. And I did not expect that. I did not expect the out-of-the-box in Gemini, mm-hmm. you know, free version to do such a good job with something that if we had this discussion 6 months ago, it would have not, I don't even think it would have been able to do that, period.
Right, right. Absolutely. So, and then, you know, you could take that image and create a video from it.
Yes.
So now that you're on the beach, like, you know, let's see Dave hula dancing. What's going to happen, you know, when you at the luau?
Yeah.
And like you said, that's the free version, which I love the fact that a lot of the platforms have upgraded what all you can do for free.
Yeah.
That it's making it more attractive, if you will, for people to buy into it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because, oh man, I got to spend $20 a month, but what am I doing? But if I can do this for free and I have XY strategy that I need to implement, or I need to do some things as far as operations, now it makes sense to me to spend that $20 a month so that I can get all the bells and whistles. And so I love that. Gemini is probably my favorite anyway. Gemini and Notebook LM are probably my favorite go-to tools.
Yeah, I feel like you've shared that in our Facebook group, AI for Churches, mm-hmm. before. Tell me what you like about Gemini, because I don't feel like I hear that very often. So
for me, I think Gemini learned my language quicker than ChatGPT. Now, of course, with Five is on a whole nother level. But with Gemini, I felt it was easier for me to train it to my level. One of the ways that I teach it, and I just had the opportunity of doing, it's called the Truth Summit in Trenton, New Jersey. Dr. Valerie Alter, she has it every year. And they brought me in, and David, I had the junior high and the high schoolers. Uh-huh. Right. And so I try to make, when I teach in the simplest form, and I tell people, you know, it's a learned language model. Uh-huh. So what you do is you're teaching your AI to learn your language so that it can model you. And I feel like Gemini has been very successful in that. My nickname, if you will, part of my brand is the Navigator. And so as I'm looking at things, when I get ready to repurpose stuff, I found some things that I have put on MySpace that still is relevant for music industry. So I dropped it in Gemini, and I was like, hey, I need you to update this to 2025. And so it automatically added the navigational terms about the compass and the way, you know, wayfinder and pathfinder and things of that nature, that I think that's what I love. And then I love how it analyzes things. So everything from my sermons to presentations, even down to conflict resolution, I'll write out what it is that I, you know I want to say. I'll drop it over in Gemini. And so my Gemini's name is Abigail. And so I'll say, Abigail, grade this and tell me, does this sound pastoral? And it'll be like, not so much. You know, consider doing this. And so I love that. I believe that out of all of them, it learned to meal quicker.
Okay. Interesting. Very cool. Mm-hmm. Yeah. For those of you listening, it's always worth noting that you know, there are many popular large language models, and I tend to lean towards Claude and ChatGPT as my go-to. And Tamil, you know, mentions Google's large language model, which is Gemini. Mm-hmm. A few of the other ones you could just know exist. There's Grok, which is Elon Musk's, you know, basically his companies. I always kind of consider that one as like the crazy step, the crazy cousin of the large language models. You don't quite, you invite them to the party, but you don't quite know what they're going to do. Maybe you invite them just for fun to the party.
Right. So you have to give everybody else a disclaimer, like, that's my cousin. They're just, you know, who they are. Yeah, I agree with that.
That's grok. So if you're looking for your crazy, you invite your crazy, when you're thinking about brainstorming ideas, sometimes it can be helpful to invite, your crazy uncle as an option. So, hey, Tamil, as we move towards the end here, thanks so much, Burr. You have such great thoughts and insights just about, you know, how to work with churches regarding AI. I would love just if you had one piece of advice for, you know, pastors, church leaders out there who are looking to get started. What is one thing you would encourage a pastor to do to get started using AI?
The first thing I would say is view it for what it is. And it literally becomes your digital assistant. And so with any assistance, you're going to hire the best candidate that you feel will fit into your plans, your mission, what you want to accomplish, but you still have to train that person. Look at it that way. Like with all the amazing things that Claude does and ChatGPT and Gemini, you still have to train it. And so when you move in the perspective of this is my assistant that is going to help me be able to streamline so that I can give more, if you will, that human touch to things, you know, it's worth me trying. It's worth me not kicking against the grain and learning what I can, even if you just learn enough. But start somewhere, something as small as maybe turning your Bible studies into devotionals or into student manuals and that type of thing that people can use. But start small and then work your way up.
Awesome. That's great. And I'm going to see you in a few weeks here at the Church Communications Conference.
You are. I'm so excited.
Yeah. So Tamil is going to be every year. The Church Communications Group has a conference, the Church Communications Conference. This year it's going to be in Chicago. And Tamil is one of our speakers. So we're excited to have you at the Church Communications Conference. It's going to be great.
And I'm excited. I am so excited to be there. And then for you to give me a topic that I love, I was like, yes, this rocks.
Yeah. It's exciting. Yeah. We're talking at the conference just about the idea of how do we almost like a funnel where we're thinking about how do we get people to know that your church exists? Mm-hmm. What are the things you have to do and how do you communicate that? Then once they know about you, how do we get them to take those first steps? How do we get them to, you know, get into your church? And then how do you get them to like you and to know you and trust you? And then finally, how do we get them to take discipleship steps? So it's an exciting topic. We're excited about. How do we can make this the most practical, strategic conference ever for church leaders and church communication staff? So yes, very excited.
Very.
Well, Tamil, thanks so much for chatting with us and just all of your insights related to working with churches and pastors and helping churches understand AI. If you are listening here, we would love for you to subscribe to our podcast and share our podcast, like, comment on our podcast. If you have any questions.
Get the notification for the podcast.
What's that?
I said, get the notification so you know when the new episodes drop.
Right. Exactly. You do not want to miss a conversation with Tamil Curtis.
There you go.
Yeah. And definitely if you have any questions related to the use of AI, book a discovery call with me on our website, AI for Churches. I would love to chat about how your church is doing, how it can use AI, talk about trainings that we could do with you. We would love to work together. So thanks so much, Tamil, for your time, and we'll see you next time on the AI for Church podcast.
Bye.